You're playing the Thunderstruck theme song, Pinto?
Yes.
Don't we hear this enough during football season?
We hear it all the time during the fall. Got to hear it during the winter as well for the basketball team. Got to give the baseball team some love as well.
I feel like I'm in Frisco, Texas, where it's on a nonstop loop when they play the song over the city loudspeakers in Frisco. So I'm hearkening back to January of 2014, 13 and 12 in Frisco, Texas. So thank you very much for that. We're playing the Bison theme song Thunderstruck because we are joined now from Corvallis, Oregon by the men's baseball coach. And there only is men's baseball. The baseball coach at NDSU, his name is Todd Brown, and his baseball team is playing in its first ever NCAA men's baseball tournament, Division One, tonight, 10 o'clock, in a game that can be seen on ESPNU against number one rated Oregon State. Hello, Coach Todd Brown. How are you?
How you doing? Thanks for having me on.
You bet. So give us the lay of the land in Corvallis. Is it everything you expected? Is it everything your players expected? Or how are things going for the Bison?
Yeah, it's a big-time venue. You know, a Pac-12 school, facility-wise, we drove by the, I think it's Beaver Stadium, their football field, through campus, and their baseball field is right on campus, right in between a bunch of buildings. They kind of packed it in there and then kind of built the stands around and kind of built them up, and you're right, they're going to be right on top of the action. It's just a beautiful atmosphere, and it's not a cloud in the sky. 70 degrees or so. It's probably going to get up to 75 today, you know, 50, 55 for the low at night. So it's just beautiful baseball weather and a great venue.
So is Oregon State the Nike school, or is that Oregon? I get them confused which one Nike is subsidizing.
Well, both of them, but the University of Oregon is where Phil Knight went to school as a track athlete. And so University of Oregon's where all the money's at, but these guys are Nike as well.
Okay, I got you. Does the town have a feel of that there's an NCAA baseball tournament going on? Is there going to be a nice crowd there tonight for the ball game, Todd?
It's sold out. You can't get tickets.
Jeez.
So when we were doing our tickets for friends and family that are coming, you had to make sure that we double-checked it twice, because once we turned it in, they give us our tickets, and there's nothing we can do. You can't find a seat tonight.
Okay. And how many people is that going to be?
I heard 3,500, somewhere in there. And again, if you see the stadium, well, when you see it tonight, it's kind of an unusual looking stadium a little bit, where they kept adding and adding seats and kind of different layers, but it's right on top of the action.
Okay. So tell us about Oregon State. We talked about your ball club last time we had you on earlier in the week, Todd, but Oregon State, I looked over the roster very quickly before the show, and they have some pretty good ball players, and they have some pitchers who are some big time studs. Do you expect to see those pitchers tonight, or do you expect Oregon State to maybe throw somebody lower in their rotation, or what are you expecting out of them?
So they have three guys, and from our scouting report and talking to coaches, all three of them could be Friday night starters in the Pac-12, and that's the reason why they won the regular season championship. And one of them was pitcher of the year in the conference, and their middle lineup, Conforto, was the player of the year for the second straight year. So you got the best player in the conference, you get the best pitcher in the conference that will not be starting tonight, but the other two, their numbers are, it's like a video game type numbers where these guys are very talented. They're probably one of the most balanced teams in the country between their offense, their defense, and then obviously their lockdown pitching staff. And everything that I've seen, almost everybody in the country is picking them to not only make it to Omaha, but be one of two or three teams that has the best chance to win a national championship this year.
So if any of these kids from Oregon State or any of these men from Oregon State, might we be seeing them playing in Major League Baseball someday? Have a bunch of them been drafted and have gone unsigned, or what's the status of some of these stud players?
Yeah, most of these guys were mid to late round picks out of high school and just not enough money to sign. One of their starting pitchers is a senior, was drafted last year by the Phillies, turned it down he made some controversial news because the Phillies, he had a representative that negotiated on his behalf, which is NCAA no-no, and the Phillies actually were mad at him, so the Phillies turned him into the NCAA, and he got suspended. So he is back doing that, and he's now back pitching. But the Conforto kid is the best player in the conference. He's projected to be one of the first three or four guys taken in the major league draft. He'll probably be in the big leagues here in the next 2 to 3 years. It's just one of those teams that is stacked. You can't find any chinks in their armor. What we're going to have to do is pitch and defend right from the first pitch of the game and stick around and then see if we can get the big hit, anything that we can do to basically open up the game or get them in motion, do bunts, hit and runs, whatever it might be. We've got to figure out a way to kind of force the issue and see if they make mistakes.
Todd Brown, NDSU baseball coach, our guest on the Mike McFeely Show. And last time you were on, Coach, we talked about David Ernst, the Fargo South pitcher, who's going to be your starter tonight. And, you know, you could talk about getting things in motion and bunting and trying to do what you can do to score a couple of runs against Oregon State. But in the end, it's going to come down to whether your starting pitcher can keep you in the game, right? He's going to have a big game for you.
Yeah, there's no doubt that, we're not going to win this game 11-9. It's going to have to be a 2-0, 3-2, 4-1, 3-1, that sort of situation. And that means if you're holding this type of team to those kind of numbers, that means you had a great pitching outing out of your starter and might have to go to your pen at some point late. But it all starts with starting pitching, and then we're going to have to make the plays that we're supposed to make and not give them extra outs to play with.
How big of a role are nerves going to play in the game tonight? Because, this is a situation for NDSU that's brand new, and you play in the Summit League, and you play against the South Dakota States and schools like that. Well, heck, this is the number one team in the country in a hostile environment on national TV, and it's a whole new situation. So do you sense your kids are going to be able to handle it, Coach, or might there be some nerves? And if there are, how do they get through that?
Well, it all started with yesterday. We had a workout on the field. We got in our full uniform to see what the stadium looks like, how the ball's carrying, get a lot of ground balls, BP, and hopefully that took at least a little bit of away. And it's going to be natural for us to be anxious and nervous and all those things. But it really comes down to if David settles in and gives us a chance to make a couple easy plays, routine plays, and we get off to a good start, you can see that those will pass. The other thing that we've done over the years is we've tried to schedule at least once a year a really nice venue, maybe not quite as big a venue as this, but we played it 2 years in a row at the University of Arizona. They're ranked fifth in the country when we beat them.
Sure.
8-2, and they went on to win a national championship. This year we opened up a 3-game set at USC. We're one pitch away from a win on Friday, one pitch away from a win on Sunday. Didn't get it done, but we were in the games, and it was a nice venue. So hopefully those experiences will help us out tonight as well.
Are you having fun? I always ask that of you guys who get to go to these NCAA tournaments. Are you and the guys having fun? Because that you want to win the game and you want to do all that stuff, but it's also a lifetime experience for yourself and a lot of these guys.
Yeah, everybody's having a great time. We're trying to do that. In fact, we have a bus going here in the next 10-15 minutes. We're going to go over and watch a couple hours of the first game, UC Irvine versus UNLV. And that could help get the nerves out as well as seeing how they do the introduction, seeing other teams make mistakes or pitch well, get the big hit, whatever it might be, so they can start putting themselves in that position themselves, in their minds and get their mind right. But this is a great experience. The only problem we're having is, I know for me, I like to sleep in. I like to sleep in the morning. I can't sleep. Today I woke up at 6:12. I got to sleep at 2 a.m. I woke up at 6:12 a.m. and I still can't sleep. I tried listening to music. It just doesn't matter what I do. I can't sleep. I'm just excited to get this thing going.
Well, good, because Saul Phillips said after they won the game in Sioux Falls to get to the NCAA basketball tournament, he said he didn't sleep until they got done with the tournament out in Spokane. So he was like 2 weeks of no sleep. So you're just going like a day of no sleep. So you're fine.
Well,
you're fine, Todd.
I'm gonna try to outdo him on this no sleep then.
Okay, Todd. Good luck to you tonight. We'll all be watching back in Fargo and get a win against Oregon State. Okay.
Thanks for having me on.
Yep, you bet. Todd Brown, baseball coach at North Dakota State.